What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from PitcherList.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is June 11th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Ryan Pepio, did you watch him last night against the Orioles? You should, because he just looked like an ace, honestly. I know the Orioles got to him 6 innings of 4 runs, 9 hits, 0 walks, 9 Ks. He allowed a home run to Gunnar Henderson on the first pitch of the ballgame. He let another home run on a pretty bad 0-1 slider at 88 miles per hour down the pipe. But otherwise, I mean, changeup looked really good. 6 whiffs on that pitch. Just a lovely offering over 70% strike rate. Four-seamer is just overwhelming at the top of the zone. Yeah, he looks like an ace to be. So keep your eye on Ryan Pepio. I'm a main fan. I'm a big fan. Okay. I really feel like he's the real deal. Corbin Burnes on the other side of that. Ace is going to ace 7 innings, 0 runs, etc., etc. It's only 6 Ks though. And I don't really think he's going to get more than that until the cutter is really this backdoor pitch that just destroys lefties constantly. And it's been kind of weird to see him not be that overwhelming strikeout guy. But it's fine. It doesn't really matter. He's still really great. And that's wonderful. The ratios are just absurd right now. It's like a 2 ERA with like a 0.9 whip or something. It's absolutely bonkers. Chris Paddock against the Rockies, stream pick of the day for PLBot. And what do you know, 6.1 innings, 0 runs for a win, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Lots of 6s in there for Chris Paddock. Much better velocity, 95 mile per hour fastballs with a 97.6 mile per hour max, which I believe might be the highest I've seen from him all year. He spotted this pitch up in glove side. And then you have the curveball arm side. And that was kind of weird to see. Normally, you get that reversed. But it worked for Chris Paddock. I'm glad to see it. And now he gets Oakland, and you're just going to go with Chris Paddock there. I don't know if the velocity will be exactly the same again. But, that's solid to see that he actually had his curveball working, because, honestly, I don't really love the changeup much for Chris Paddock. Eric Fede against the Mariners, 7 innings of 1 earned run, 6 base runners, 4 Ks. He had good, well-spotted changeups. The sweeper was outside of the zone, but pretty much chased a lot. Cutters and sinkers, they earned call strikes. He like, did all the things he's supposed to do. Against the Mariners, aren't very good. That's good. And we're all cool there with Fetty. Just treat him like a Toby. Carlos Rodon against the Royals did everything you really want, save for strikeouts, 7 innings and 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. His slider, only 3 for 25 whiffs. And he had 27 curves and changeups, which is very interesting. I'm seeing a lot of those, pretty much matching the number of sliders is strange. He moved away from the cutter, now he's throwing curves and changeups. About 50% strikes or so across them, which isn't ideal, and just 11% swing strike rate. However, I do feel that making him less of a four-seamer slider guy is good for Rodon. And then when you also have a 96 mile per hour fastball, not 94, not 95, 96 sitting there for Rodon, yes! That is a Rodon that we want, 103 pitches in 7 innings. Really good to see that against a solid Royals offense, so feel really good about Carlos Rodon. Colin Ray got the gold star as he got the win against the Jays. 7 innings, 1 and run, 3, it's 0 walks, 4 Ks. This was very much a start, as we'll see also from Dakota Hudson, who went 6.2 innings of 1 and run, 6 base runners, and a strikeout. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? Both of these guys, Colin Ray and Dakota Hudson, they just kind of threw strikes and like, please don't destroy me. And it worked. I mean, that's kind of how baseball can work. You can be the most perfect pitcher like Ryan Pepio, but then like a couple of them get punished and that's that. Or you can be like Colin Ray and Dakota Hudson, who just kind of throw it in there and they will combine for fewer hits than Ryan Pepio. Yep, that's life. Kyle Harrison against the Astros, 6.1 innings of 1 earned run, 4 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. I almost gave him the gold star. 9 whiffs and 31% CSW. He was more condensed in the zone with his four-seamer, which is nice, except that he just had this whole rainbow around the zone of just this arc of pitches just well out of it. And then all of a sudden, okay, cool, here's a really good four-seamer, here's a really good curve. You know, it's not the chaos I want in my life. Kyle Harrison, I'm glad that it worked out. I mean, now you get the Angels, and sure, I'll put you in questionable start here, but like, even this is not even the greatest outing. 3 strikeouts. You didn't get a win, which is unfortunate. But, I mean, 4 hits, 0 walks, 1 run. Trust me, the ratios, I understand. Just, it's not like you're opening up the door for 6 innings, 10 strikeouts or something, you know? Dylan Cease against the Athletics, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 8 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks. Unfortunately, he hung a few breakers, and those got punished, and he had a solo shot on his heater. It's classic Cease, really. Spencer Arrighetti came through as a stream pick of the day, 5.2 innings of just 1 earned run, 7 base runners, and 6 Ks. He didn't get the win, but he has such a good schedule ahead of him. And to see 11 over 50 whiffs between his secondaries as curve cutter and sweeper, so 22% swing strike rate, is really good to see, essentially in half of his pitches. The four seamer still needs to get a little bit more focused inside the zone, not a single whiff on that pitch here. And once he gets that, and I feel like the secondaries do enough, then we're really going to see Arrighetti thrive. And the thing is, again, the schedule is just so good. Huge props to Tobias for sending that my way. It's a phenomenal schedule. So I think you got to hold on to Spencer Arrighetti, because this could be just a really solid ride for about a month or two. Logan Gilbert against the White Sox, 20 whiffs and a 38% CSW for a golden goal. And it's just not fair. Like, Pepio, Cease, and Gilbert kind of got singled out a bit. 6.2 innings of 300 runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, 8 Ks. Like, come on. He went Campbell McSanchez a bit here with the cutters at the top of the zone, which is really nice, and then low curves and sliders. And I'll take that all day. Four-seamer was looking good, too. He was cruising through 5 frames, and then he allowed a 2-run shot to Luis Robert Jr. up and in on a four-seamer that was barely, like, it was a really good pitch. It's just, what? All right. Fine. You have Ozzie Berrios against the Brewers. And by the way, feel good about Logan Gilbert. He has his test for Aces Gonna Ace against the Phils next, so hopefully he comes through there. Berrios against the Brewers, 5.2 innings of 300 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. One out away from getting you that quality start. He's a great undulator. The curve only had a 44% strike rate, but really cool to see the changeup located so well down for 70% strikes. I mean, this was beautiful, and I normally don't see Berrios this consistent on that changeup, really missing too much arm side, and to really get on top of it this time is beautiful. So I hope that that sticks around for Berrios, because if he has that in the curveball, you feel really confident with him. And then you have Joey Estes against the Padres, 5 hits, 5 innings of 300 runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. Just too many hittable pitches for Estes, and unlike his contemporaries of Hudson and Ray, it just didn't work out for him. And lastly, it's Seth Lugo against the Yankees. I'll talk about him and, of course, all of tomorrow's starters after this break. Seth Lugo went against the Yankees, 7 innings, 4 earned runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, and 4 Ks, but it was the Yankees. And honestly, I mean, it's the Yankees. You shouldn't really expect this to go well. The previous one was a careful Icarus where he was doing really well and then just wasn't in the last, I believe, in the 7th inning. So don't give in to any sort of fear on Seth Lugo. He should be fine. You shouldn't really think that this is the cliff. And trust me, I'm the biggest like detractor of Seth Lugo saying he's not an ace. He just had a really nice run for a moment, but I'm not seeing from these two starts all of a sudden Seth Lugo being horrible. So don't swing the pendulum, guys. Just stay right here in the middle with me, okay? Cool. Tomorrow's starting pitcher rankings, you have Sonny Gray, Michael King, and Framber Valdez with Pablo Lopez and Logan Webb, all auto starts. You have in the probable starts here Bryce Miller against the White Sox, which feels like an auto start, but honestly, Bryce Miller just isn't demanding that he has success every night and should. He should do really well against the White Sox, but he's not an ace yet. Nick Pivetta against the Phillies. I'm going to go for that one. Pivetta's looking really good. Reese Olson against the Nationals. Yes, Christopher Sanchez against the Red Sox. Sure. Tanner Bibee is looking better. He gets the Reds in Cincinnati. Chris Bassett had a great start, but it's also against Milwaukee, which I don't really like doing. G. Gervin's just cruising, and he gets the Tigers, which I know sounds really weird to put him in probable start, but like, yeah, if you know this, it's a Vargas rule, you're doing it. Javier Assad is more of a Toby these days. He gets the Reds. The Rays, which should be fine. And Nick Lodolo, you're going to start him against the Guardians. Questionable start here. You have David Peterson as our stream pick of the day against the Marlins. Seems pretty straightforward. There you have Hogan Harris against the Padres. I hope that the four-seamer is that 17 inches of IVB, not really the 15. It was 16 last time, and then I just want to see the overpowering fastball and, of course, the curveball working as well with the changeup, but it's only really 2 starts for Hogan Harris. It could just be one of the blips of 2 games, so I'm not really dead set on that. Jose Soriano is pretty much a cherry bomb against the Diamondbacks. I call him a Toby because he's just one of those that you endure, and it's not really the worst bomb ever. It's not the sweetest thing. But he either goes 0 or 1 earned runs, or he goes 4 earned runs. He has not had a 2 or 3 earned run game this entire year, Jose Soriano, which is kind of funny to me. Walker Buehler against the Rangers. We don't know where we're at with Walker Buehler. He just looks lost, and the Rangers are solid as an offense, so be careful there. Braxton Garrett against the Mets. He's only really gotten sinker slider so far. I don't really love it. Bailey Falter maybe does well with his four-seamer upstairs against the Cardinals, Cody Petit could be a Toby, but it is the Royals. I don't really love that matchup for him. And I just want to see him get more settled in and really just have a better matchup before I feel like we can trust Cody Petit. And Aaron Civale has had some signs of improving against the Cubs. Maybe you do want to start that one. Do not start here. It's Tobias Myers against the Jays. I know he just had a great 8-inning game, but that was a lot of lady luck involved, and his command is way too erratic. You have Slade Cicconi against the Angels. There's just not enough there to chase. Same with Jonathan Canning. Return to the majors against the Mariners. Maybe he throws enough sinkers to find gloves and stuff, but no thanks. You have Kay Povich against Atlanta. John Gray against the Dodgers. Austin Gomber against the Twins. Spencer Schmalenbach against the Orioles. And Daniel Lynch against the Yankees. John Gray might be limited against the Dodgers. Be careful with that. You can start him after this one. Kay Povich might be actually kind of decent, because Atlanta is not that strong, and Kapovich is a decent starter. So don't overlook that one completely. But yeah, I do not want to go with that one. And Spencer Schmalenbach, hopefully you show us something that makes us confident with the Rays up next. All right, that is it for today. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. Actually, it's not going to be the Rays. It would be the Tigers after this for Spencer Schmalenbach. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.